we do not think that the talks were aimed at resolving issues only related to the elections that we are going to have next week. We believe that the talks were aimed at helping the parties to find ways of reducing the tensions that some might find in the political atmosphere in the country. And when President Museveni was here, he listed a number of principles. He said that we should negotiate expeditiously, that we shall negotiate immediately and also continuously. So that means whether we negotiate before the election or after and continue after, the key words for us are that we continue to negotiate or even those issues that we believe did not get the satisfaction of one side. There still are so many issues that need to be tackled, which have not been resolved yet. But we do not lose hope. We will continue to discuss those even after the election.
Mr. Alan Nyamitu, some of the opposition groups as well as the civil society group says the government has showed bad faith in the talks because the government blindsided them by announcing that the elections will proceed on July 21st, despite the fact that the talks are ongoing to resolve any challenges before any elections could be held. What do you say to that?
No, I really don't think so. From my point of view, I believe that, first of all, we have to know that this particular election has been postponed. This will be the second time that it was postponed. We have to agree on that because it was due to be held on the 26th of June. You remember that it was shifted to the 15th of July. And then after the summit in Dar es Salaam, it was postponed to the 21st of July. Honestly speaking, I don't think that if there was any candidate ready for election, that this date would have been an issue. Now we need to question who is with good faith and who is with bad faith. We do not want to apportion blames here. That will not solve any issue. But we believe that those who are ready would still go for the election on the 21st of July. And do not forget, we also have a constitution which sets the deadline. The minimum that we can accept is the 26th of July because the constitution that we have currently provides that the election of the president has to take place maximum 2 months ahead the end of the tenure and minimum a month ahead of the tenure. Now, the tenure ends on the 26th of August. A month minimum is 26th of July. Don't forget that we also have to reserve some space for a possible runoff in case there is a runoff. Don't forget that we also need to organize a period for petitions, if there are any. So if you push beyond 21st of July, how many days do you have between 21st of July and 26th of July? It's completely impossible. Now, we also have another election scheduled on the 24th of July, which is the senatorial election, through which members of the ministerial councils will elect the senators. So you can imagine, you can see that there's no room for any legal leeway, after the 21st of July. So I believe that if the opposition were true to themselves and were honest, they should then understand that there was no other way. The issue of having that election on 21st of July, we wished were okay with that, with it. But what do you want to do with people who keep saying no to virtually everything?
Some have said that with the three pulling out last Friday, it basically undermines the credibility of the election and says that President Nkurunziza is just going to go to an election that he will be the only person who participate, and that will really undermine the credibility of the election. And what do you say to that?
My brother, let me tell you something, that nobody has asked them to withdraw. They are invited to participate, but it is only an invitation. Participants who wants to participate in the election. But I can tell you something, if they feel that their participation will change nothing as to their performance, then they need to find good excuses. They need to find good excuses. I can tell you that as far as I am concerned, they can still come and participate. Even tomorrow, they can say, we are coming back into the race. Nobody will stop them. They are free. They are free to participate. But if they choose to withdraw, what do you do? As we say, you cannot even force a horse to drink water if it does not want to.